Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
We are starting on the Zohar on Parasha Noach, section 23, Pasuk 172. And we'll start with Olishan Yehud. Olishan Yehud, good shopper, Ishkinke, Bidkinu, Urkinu, Udhinu, Udhinu, Urkinu, Uyakta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavate, Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanane aleinu maasei yadeinu kananehu. Al yamim yisada v'al necharot v'konena ilen shiva amudim v'kaima alayhu umal yan la iyo Eat Malia Minaihu, Hech, Eat Malia Minaihu, Vishata Viaskiu, Zakain Bialma, Gidain Ara, Davdat Pirin, the Eat Malia Mikola. The words, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods, refer to the seven pillars upon which the female principle is founded and by which she is filled. These are the seven sephirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut of Zeranpin. So Rabbi Yehuda asks, how is she filled by them? And he answers, when the righteous multiply in the world, the land, which is the female principle, produces fruit and is filled with everything. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, we see the seven pillars of the seven sephirot. That's in black and white.
That is.
And from yesterday. And I suppose when right column, left column, and central column are in unity, it produces the righteous, which is considered fruit.
Correct.
What else?
It still doesn't explain how Malchut becomes fulfilled from Zeranpin. What is the mechanics of how it gets filled?
Well, it sounds like it's when we see righteousness. In other words, when souls are performing the mitzvot. Oh, I just got a text. I think Brandy fell and she's on her way to the hospital. It came up fast and it's gone, but that was the message just now. Showed up on my phone. Okay.
May she have a refuah shlema.
That was getting ready to come out of my mouth. And I just got back. The widow, every Wednesday, we bring her lunch and we visit with her. And she failed today and broke her hip, and she just got out of surgery. So it's been a strange 59th wedding anniversary today.
Happy anniversary.
And we almost got in a real serious accident. I mean, we missed it being hit by two cars, and I'd say in 1 second, that was how we were saved. So, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem is always right. We only have this verse in the next one to complete the section, so...
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's upsetting. But I was just thinking that if we finish this, then we can, you know, it's not something we can do anything about because she's in good hands with the genetics, so...
Right.
Hopefully it's nothing serious.
Right. And we tell ourselves, you know, that it's all is good. So Hashem is in control, and I think that's where our certainty has to come in when we have these episodes or challenges, whatever we want to call them, chaos in our lives, that we look at it in a positive way.
Correct.
Okay, the word seize again. In the first line, I remember yesterday we said the code word seemed like it could represent the spiritual world as well as seemed like it was something else, as the Holy Land, I believe.
Right.
What about in this?
It was talking about flowing through Mount Zion, I believe, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So is it different in this passage? Or he has found it at Mount Zion?
The sea represents, in the previous verse, we were told the sea represents Aaron Kim. And the flood took place in the physical world, in the...
Right.
So we understand that, and from Rabbi Ashlag's comment, we understand that the flow came through Zeran Pin, but it has to get into Malchut, and how does it do that? That's the question I'm asking.
Well, did we find that out last night? With the bird nest and our connecting with the Shekinah, with everything that we do? And that's what I got from last night, anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought after, today when I was pondering it, it came to me off and on during the day, that really, every time we say the Lashem Yehud, we're making that connection.
That's correct. Every time we say Lashem Yehud, we're unifying with the four worlds, and we're unifying with Hashem's name, and that means that we're activating the flow that comes from Zeron Kin through Mount Zion, through Jerusalem, into the physical world. And that's being expressed.
Okay, so that's what it is. Good. Okay.
So verse 173.
Okay.
Ushata di askiu by avin bialma kiden kitivas lu maim bine yam vinahar yaharev viavish aslu maim mine yam da ara kadisha Yam Maran, the Yam Ran, the Ishtach Yam Sakiyu, Ila, the Nahar Yechev Rav, the Yavish Ahu, Amudah Had Kayim, But the verse says that when the wicked multiply in the world, the waters fall from the sea, and the river is parched and dries up. The place where the waters fall from the sea is the Holy Land, as previously mentioned. And the female principle is watered by the supernal stream. The waters fail. While the river is parched and dries up, refers to the pillar upon which she is founded, namely Yesod, which is now arid, parched, and dry. The river is parched and dries up is the equivalent of the righteous perishes, the righteous being Yesod, which is called righteous. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think this one is telling us basically the opposite, the negative systems Jeffy wrote. Or the Sefi wrote of the negative system, put it that way.
Yeah, I don't agree because
you don't. Okay.
When the wicked multiply, obviously the negative system is getting to get more energy. And so the waters fall from the sea in the land of Israel. But the waters fail, which, while the river is parched and dries up, the waters, it's essentially talking about code words.
Well,
the word
basically, we see waters from the sea. They tell us that that's Israel, the Holy Land. The waters fail
right
from the sea. Okay, so we've got that one. And, of course, it's not showing that the flow is being stopped up.
No, it's saying that the flow is drying up.
Mm-hmm. It can't get past the Yesod, can it?
Correct. Correct. It's blocked up. Malka, were you able to listen to the morning class online? Did you see when I put it on the recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the last statement. I think that the righteous are the punish are diminishing in Malkuth.
The righteous, here we're being told the righteous is Yesod.
Right. It's drying up, right?
It's drying up. The righteous are drying up. That is correct. Which is essentially stopping the flow.
Right. That's how I see it. There's not enough righteous people in Malkut because we've fallen so far below from the spiritual world that the light is diminishing. And so is the righteous people. Like you say, the wicked are increasing, so the wicked is the wicked is now somewhat in power. You know how we have the righteous, the right side is more powerful than the left side is more powerful, and it just bounces back and forth. Sometimes we have balance in there because one side would give over their powers to the other somewhat.
And that's essentially what is being said here. So our class tonight at 7 is questions and answers. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. we'll continue with the Sunday Dibur with the Psalms. And tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 we will have a Zohar class. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll have a regular Zohar class instead of the mini Zohar class. But we'll have both classes tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
We wish you all shalom and a good evening. We'll speak to you soon.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shalom.